From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A series of weak weather systems will affect our region in the coming days, starting with the chance for patchy snow showers or flurries from tomorrow night into Wednesday, with little or no accumulation expected. In an overall sense, temperatures will run below the seasonal averages through the upcoming weekend, with the exception of Thursday. It is on Thursday that a somewhat stronger system will arrive, but will likely include milder temperatures, with some light snow accumulation most likely to occur in the mountains, and with rain or snow changing to rain elsewhere, before everything switches quickly back over to some lingering mountain flurries on Friday. Today, a ridge of high pressure trying to muscle its way northward across Lake Huron is separating two low pressure systems, one near Lake Michigan, and another that's centered well east of the Maine coast. This second low is not only too far away for precipitation here, but subsiding air just outside the western fringe of the storm is bringing mainly clear skies to areas east of the Green Mountains and to the northern Champlain Valley. Meanwhile, moisture from the Great Lakes and from Lake Champlain itself is causing more cloud cover from the Adirondacks southward and in southwestern Vermont. These areas might clear out quickly early tonight as the ridge to our west builds overhead. But high clouds will quickly start to increase ahead of a warm front that will be developing over Lakes Erie and Ontario. These clouds will increase across the rest of the region tomorrow, but it should remain dry. A slightly stronger warm front will then come from the same direction tomorrow night, generating some very light snow showers or flurries through Wednesday morning across much of the region. Little accumulation beyond a dusting is expected from this, and southeastern Vermont as well as southern New Hampshire will likely remain dry. Most of the area should see the last of the flurries by noon on Wednesday, with a few possibly lingering after that in northeastern Vermont and in northern New Hampshire. This will be followed by the next transient ridge of high pressure from late Wednesday into early Wednesday night. By that time, low pressure centered over Lake Huron will be lifting a warm front in from our south. This might bring a quick round of light snow initially, but most or all of the valleys should see things changing quickly over to rain by Thursday morning. It's possible that some northeastern areas might see snow until closer to noon on Thursday. A series of cold fronts will then arrive as the low lifts off into Quebec from Thursday night into Friday, but the majority of the system's moisture should be gone by then. In the forecast summary, this afternoon mostly sunny east of the Greens, mostly to partly cloudy west, highs from the mid-20s to around 30 north, low to mid-30s in the south, winds from the north to northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy before midnight, then increasing high clouds except mostly clear in southeastern Vermont and in southern New Hampshire. Lows from the mid-teens to around 20 south and near Lake Champlain, low to mid-teens elsewhere north with cold hollows in the single digits, northwest winds around 10 miles an hour early, then diminishing. For Tuesday, some filtered sunshine possible early east of the Green Mountains, otherwise increasing clouds, highs from the mid-20s to around 30 north and low to mid-30s in the south, except mid to upper 30s in the broad valleys and in far southern New Hampshire, winds tomorrow from the west to southwest less than 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers or flurries along and west of the Green Mountains, chance northeast toward morning, lows in the mid to upper 20s west of the Greens, upper teens to mid-20s in the east. And for Wednesday, mostly to partly cloudy skies, scattered morning snow showers or flurries north, diminishing except chance in the afternoon northeast, highs in the mid to upper 30s, some lower 30s in the Adirondacks and around 40 in the Hudson Valley and in far southern New Hampshire. Winds on Wednesday from the west to southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.